Okay, what we're going to do right now is we're going to take you down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. All you're going to need to do is listen to my voice. Listen to it and let yourself let go. First, we're going to start with a little bit of relaxation. Something you've done perhaps 100 times before. You do it every day before you sleep. You do it any time you go into a trance. What you're doing is you're letting your mind shut down. You're letting your mind lose focus from everything else until there's only one thing, only one point of focus left. And this time, that focus is going to be my voice. That's right. You're going to find yourself focusing solely on my voice as it guides you down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. So let's go ahead and begin. We're going to begin at your ankles. We're going to work away all of your stress, all of your distractions, everything. We're going to work it all out of your body. We're going to start with your ankles and feet and just simply let them relax. Just simply let them relax. Let all of the stress strip away, slipping away, leaving your body. You can almost imagine it. If you were to close your eyes, you could almost see it as waves of energy leaving your feet. All the stress, everything, tension, all of it gone. And as you relax, the relaxation itself will begin to move upwards into your calves. Feel your calves relaxing now, so nice and comfortable, just letting all of the tension drain away down through your feet. That's right. Now, let's continue moving upwards into your thighs. Feel them begin to relax. Feel your tension just draining away. It feels so good to just simply let everything else go and just listen to my voice for a little while. Feel the tension draining away. Your thighs, your calves, your ankles, your feet, all of them feeling so very, very good and relaxed. It feels amazing to relax like this. It is one of the best feelings in the world. And now, feel the relaxation working its way upwards to your hips. Your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. Just relaxing more and more. Feel how good it is. How good it is to just listen to my voice and relax. Feel everything else just simply slipping away. All you need to do is listen to me. Listen to me and relax and let go. Feel the world slipping away. All you want to do is listen to my voice. Focus on my voice. And as you hear it, your body and mind will relax further and further, going deeper and deeper into trance. You may not be there yet, but your mind will get there soon as we continue to relax both mind and body. Now, feel the stress leaving your stomach, the stress, the tension, everything. It feels so good to just simply relax and let go. And as you do, let it work its way upward, all the way up into your chest. Your chest, your stomach, your waist, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. All of them just so beautifully relaxed. There is no need to think about anything. There is no need to do anything. All you want to do is listen and relax and slide down deeper and deeper into trance. And the more you relax, the slower and slower your breathing is likely to get. Almost as if you're taking a nice, comfortable nap. But instead you are focused on my voice, and only my voice. You hear it. It slips into your mind and takes you down deeper and deeper. So very, very comfortable. So wonderfully relaxed. Feel how good it is to be relaxed like this. Feel the relaxation working its way all the way up to your shoulders. And now your shoulders are relaxed. And the relaxation is working its way down through your arms. Your arms, your wrists, your fingers, your hands, your shoulders, your chest, your stomach, your waist, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. Everything feels so amazingly good. It feels good to just listen to my voice and let go. Letting go more and more with every word as the relaxation now moves upwards, up your neck and into your face, all the way to your top of your head. Feel your body relaxing, relaxing from head to toe, so very wonderfully relaxed. Your eyelids so nice and heavy, your face so deeply relaxed. You just feel so amazingly comfortable as you listen to my voice and relax, sliding down deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my trance, just listening to my voice and going so very, very deep. It feels so good to relax like this. And now, we're going to take you deeper still. Now that your entire body is relaxed, we're going to take your mind down, down so very, very deep. I'm going to count down now, down from 5 to 1, and when I get to 1, you will be in the deepest of trances. That's right. 5. It feels as if the relaxation has doubled, as if you were twice as relaxed as you were before, as I carry you down, down into the deepest of trances. 4. So very, very relaxed. Feel your mind and body just simply floating, floating in my words, carried down into the deepest of trances. Nothing exists but my words carrying you down so very, very deep. 3. It feels as if you've gone even deeper. All that exists are my words guiding you so very, very deep. 2. Only thing there is are my words taking you deeper and deeper. And the deeper you go, the better you feel. It feels so very, very good to be in a trance like this. It feels so very, very wonderful to just let go and allow my voice to guide you. That's right. It is absolutely wonderful. So very wonderful as we approach the very bottom, almost to a place where your mind is so deep that all you hear are my words. The rest of the world is some faraway place. Some faraway place you cannot even seem to get to right now. All that matters are my words, guiding you down deeper and deeper to a place where you feel so amazingly good. One, feel how deep you are. Feel how wonderful it feels. It feels absolutely amazing to be this deep, so deep. So very, very relaxed. And now, I want you to imagine something. I want you to imagine that you are suddenly unable to walk. It's as if your legs will no longer support you anymore. It's as if suddenly you've just simply forgotten how to go through the actions. Imagine your muscles getting weak and tired, you finding yourself unable to remain upright until you find yourself forced to crawl. That's right. Forced to crawl. Imagine that happening to you. Suddenly unable to walk, you are forced to crawl. Anywhere and everywhere you want to go. And you continue to do so for a long time. And as you picture this, as you picture yourself reduced to crawling, I'm going to say a phrase. It's a simple phrase. Only big kids can walk. And any time you hear that phrase, you'll find yourself fully unable to walk. You'll find that the little kid inside of you suddenly taken over, and that you are forced to crawl anywhere and everywhere you go. It does not matter who says this phrase. You can say it yourself. But unfortunately, you can't allow yourself to walk again once you've said it. Only someone else can do that. That, or you have to have remained crawling for 3 hours. That's right. Once triggered to crawl by hearing only big kids can walk, you will be forced to crawl for 3 hours or until someone else says revert to normal. There is, of course, one other exception to this. And that would be any situation in which you would find yourself needing to walk for important reasons. Someone showing up that wasn't expected, that doesn't need to know you can only crawl. An emergency. Anything that would mandate you being able to walk. That is important enough that you'll just simply allow it to override the trigger. I'll let you decide what's that important. You can figure it out, but it should truly be important to you. It shouldn't just simply be because you want to walk again. It should only happen because either you've run out of time, a minor emergency of some sort has happened, or a major one, or someone else has said revert to normal. If any of those situations occur, you run out of time, someone else says revert to normal, or you're in a situation where you simply must be able to walk, you will find yourself immediately regaining all of your abilities to stand erect and move in whatever manner you desire. But once triggered, once you hear the words, only big kids can walk, you'll find yourself once again crawling, forced to crawl until someone else allows you to walk again. Those are simply the rules. You agreed to them by listening to this file, by letting my voice get into your mind, by allowing me to change you and redirect your thoughts. Go ahead. Picture what it'll be like to be reduced to crawling. Imagine what it'll be like to be unsteady on your adult legs. Now, of course, once you hear the trigger, you won't simply collapse to the ground. You will always find yourself able to lower yourself there slowly and safely. But once you're there, your legs simply will not support you anymore. You may attempt to walk. You may attempt to get up. But all you'll be able to do is crawl. That's the only way you'll be able to get around. It's the only form of movement that will be acceptable. That's right. You will be forced to crawl until you are reverted, you run out of time, or an emergency of some sort happens and you have to stand up. Go ahead and allow yourself to picture this. Imagine it. Imagine yourself reduced to crawling, your legs completely unable to lift your weight properly, just simply too weak. As if you're so exhausted you can't even lift yourself to your feet. As if your legs are so weak that they're not capable of supporting you. Imagine yourself brought to this place by a simple phrase. Simply by hearing, only big kids can walk. Because that is exactly what is going to happen to you from now on. You allowed this idea into your mind. You chose to listen to this file. You chose to accept its consequences, and you may find yourself coming back to it over and over again until the trigger works perfectly, each and every time, allowing yourself to sink deeper and deeper into trance, allowing your mind to embrace the idea that you can't stand at all, that all you can do is crawl, because you've heard the trigger phrase. If you were awake right now, you wouldn't be able to stand either, because only big kids can walk, and right now, somewhere deep down inside of you, you aren't a big kid. Somewhere deep down inside of you, you've allowed yourself to be reduced to crawling. You've accepted that possibility. You've taken it into your mind and you're going to make it real. Your own subconscious mind will completely destroy your ability to stand the moment you hear only big kids can walk, and you'll be unable to stand or walk until someone says revert to normal, until you've been crawling for 3 hours, or until something requires that you stand up that's important enough to override the trigger. Only you can decide what's that important. But until then, only big kids can walk. That's right. That's the rule, and that's how it's going to be from now on, as you listen over and over, memorizing the words, making them more and more true. You'll find you accept it easier and easier with every use of the trigger phrase, until it's completely automatic. Something that just simply happens the moment you hear it, and you're unable to walk until you're reverted, time runs up, or something important happens. That's just simply the way it works, and the way it will work from now on. And now. Now it's time. Time for you to revert to normal and wake back up. You will awake on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, awaken, refreshed and awake. And I hope you enjoyed.